up a song this evening. The name of it is called When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. What? There you go. And it's all because of the blood covenant. That's what we're celebrating tonight, is the blood covenant. And so we all want to stand as we're offering that up. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and my morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on that other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. What makes you think you're going to heaven? Well, what makes you know that you're going to heaven? Oh, what is this? Jesus. Now let me tell you something. Jesus is the one who kept the blood covenant for us. He kept it for us. Everything is about Jesus. I know I'm going to heaven because of the blood covenant. Not only that, read Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. There are benefits. Not only that, Jesus wants to make my life amazing. Ask Corrie Ten Boom whenever World War II broke out and she was put in a prison camp. And everybody in there was given up. And she and her sister said, we've got a place to be able to tell people about Jesus. And people started believing. And lives were transformed even in the prison camp. Let's offer up the next verse and I'll let y'all sit down. On that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection share, when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Y'all may be seated. Sean, now that when we're doing this thing and clapping our hands, I want to see you practicing doing the drum stuff, because Sean is wanting to play the drums. I told him he has to play a little bit lighter whenever he's in here, and he said, well, I can work on that. And so we want to thank God for that. Tonight we're here for the blood covenant, and we're wanting to be aware of it. I think some of y'all have been asking me about my ear lobe over here and about my thumb over here. As part of the blood covenant, whenever you have committed a trespass sin, there are several different types of sin. Most of the time we just understand that sin is sin. Anything that offends God, anything that comes out of the fact that I'm rebelling against the one who created me for His pleasure. And if He's pleased, then I know that I'm going to be pleased sometime also. I want to go to the one who can be pleased because I believe in Him, so that His pleasure can wash over every part of my life and every life that's around me. So anyway, in Leviticus, the 14th chapter, we find the scriptures that talk about the trespass sin. And in the trespass sin, it says, when somebody has committed a trespass sin, they are to go to the priest. Why? Because the blood covenant needs to be remembered when sin is a problem. Every time you are aware of sin being a problem, the blood covenant needs to be remembered. That's why we do this once a month on the second Tuesday of every month. Pardon me, why do I want to call the midweek service Tuesday? I don't know. I just love doing it. Y'all have been hearing me say Tuesday for a long time now. But on the second Wednesday of every month, we do the blood covenant. And it talks about being able to do the blood covenant. And I want to read to you. It's in from Leviticus 14. Sheila's real quick about getting stuff up there. She's already on verse 8. And we're going to run down to verse 14, Leviticus 14:14, and we're going to think about the trespass. If I in any way rebel at all, if I in any way offend the things that God, and I offend God all the time, that's why I have to have the blood covenant. And so it talks about in verse 14, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering. Jesus was my trespass offering. He took my place. He took my trespasses and sins away from me as far as the east is from the west, and He dropped them into the sea of forgetfulness, and He said, I will remember them no more. And the priest shall put some of the blood upon the tip of the right ear. I'm just choosing this to be the tip right here. I guess it could be up across the top, because I have not been a Jew and studied those things in depth like I should. But I know that on the right ear there was blood put on there. Maybe I should color the whole ear. What would y'all think if I got a tattoo that covered my whole ear in red? You'd say, well, look at there. He's embarrassed all the time. All right. So anyway, and it shall be put on the tip of his right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the big toe of his right foot. And some of y'all have already said to me, you said, do you have that on your toe? And I said, well, I'm not taking off my shoe to show you. It's too chilly to do that. But we need the blood. And we're up here in a few minutes, you're going to see the unleavened bread on either side. That represents the perfect life of Jesus. And you're going to see the grape juice in the blue containers. And you're going to see the wine in the silver containers. And you're going to be taking the blood to yourself, allowing the blood to do whatever it needs to do. So here tonight we're doing the blood covenant. In the blood covenant, every promise of God becomes yea and amen. Every promise of God. In the blood covenant, every blessing God wants to give becomes ours, because God is a God that wants to bless people. Now you say, well, I haven't got myself cleaned up enough. I've been told if I'll just clean myself up enough that God might bless me. No, God wants to bless sinners. And if you're willing to come to Him and believe that God wants to bless sinners, then claim the blood. And then every plan of God, and if you need to know this, God has planned out your life for His glory. You may have brokenness that's in your life. You may have things that nobody should have in your life, but God has planned out your life for His glory and His plans. Although you may twist them, it says, oh, why did I twist God's plans? I even ran away from Him. But God had plans for you in every situation, and He wants to bring those plans to fulfillment in everything. Amen? I wanted to give you the opportunity to say amen tonight. All right, so I need for Brother Tommy to come. I need for Brother Willie to come so they can unveil the elements down here so that you all can see it. We must, by faith, look at Jesus. We must. We've got to look at Him by faith. Y'all can go ahead and get that uncovered. We must look at Him. But there's a veil an awful lot of time between us and Him. So we have to use faith. Here we don't walk by sight. In a few minutes, that's going to be lifted. God wants to lift from us certain things that keep us blind and keep us unaware of who we are or who our God is. He wants to lift those up so that we become aware of who we are. And so they have done that. They've unveiled it. Now then we're going to see the, there you go. You want to put that back on top. The silver will go on one side and the wine will go on one side and the grape juice will go on the other. And when you come today, this evening, if you've never joined with us before, the veil is lifted. You're looking, you're saying, grape juice? Have you got any salsa or dip that I can put my cracker in? No. Because that cracker represents Jesus' perfect life. No sin in Jesus. And then you'll take the cup, you'll hold them in your hand. Here's the thing. Do you believe that only Jesus could live the perfect life? He has. Do you believe that only His innocent, precious blood can pay for salvation? That's the only thing that pays for salvation. Then come and take your part in this tonight, expressing faith in the God who keeps promises, gives blessings, and makes plans for you. And realize that somewhere or another, you've expressed your faith, and God has made sure that the marking of the blood is like on those houses in Egypt. On the night of the Passover, that marking of the blood is now on you. You're going to be leading everybody in receiving this in a few seconds. So We'll start now. If everybody will stand and come one row, not everybody, just the first row stand, and then if that next row will stand and come, and so on, and then Brother Jacob will lead us in the receiving and the partaking of the elements tonight. Is there anyone on this side that needs to have the elements brought to you? I don't see anyone. I do know that back over here, Ace needs it on this side, and I'm getting out of the way. Is anybody in here doing a great big thing for God? I go to church and they tell me, get everything right and do something amazing. No, tonight we're all just doing a little thing. We're believing in the only one that could live the perfect life and the only thing that can pay for salvation. And God is bragging tonight to all of those in heaven and to all of the angels. Look down. Those are my children. They've chosen to believe in me. God's bragging. God likes to brag. You're giving Him an opportunity to do that tonight.
It's wonderful to see you all here tonight. I always enjoy Wednesday nights to be able to come out and see you, all your faces, and to bring the youth so that way they can see your faces and you can see theirs as well. But it's the pleasure I get tonight to be able to talk about what a wonderful covenant this is. And Phil mentioned that this represents Jesus' sinless life. And for those of you who don't know, which I assume is very few, but sometimes we need reminders. Yeah. The reason this isn't like a nice, happy, fluffy roll is because there's no leaven in it.
No leaven.
And that is because whenever you see the word leaven in the Bible, it talks about sin. And this is the only life that was led without sin. This is what our lives were supposed to look like, but we didn't measure up. And because of that, we deserved punishment. We deserved separation from a God who loved us too much for that.
Too much.
And so instead, he came and he lived the life we were supposed to, and he let his blood be shed. Painfully, brutally, terribly, in the way that we were supposed to. So that way we could once again have a relationship with him in fullness. So, tonight, we're going to be reading out of 1 Corinthians 11. This is Paul writing. And he says, "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And then he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And after that same manner, that same thanksgiving, the thanksgiving he gave before he knew the suffering he was about to go into, the suffering that he so desperately did not want to have to feel, that he asked God to take the cup away from him, but said, "Lord, yet your will be done and not mine," for it was the only way for us to be able to have a relationship with him. He said, after the same manner, he also took the cup. And when he had supped, he said, "This cup is the New Testament, the new covenant in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." He said, "For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes again." And that is why we do this week after week. To remind ourselves and to show the rest of the world what sacrifice he's done for us, so that way we might have that life too.
You have observed the Lord's Supper. You have been a part. You say, "Well, I didn't do much." When God instituted the blood covenant between him and Abraham, Abraham didn't do anything except believe. Are you believing tonight? Then you are in a unit, you have positioned yourself. If you can get anybody to come with you on these second Wednesday nights of the month, you can offer them the opportunity to position themselves with God. To position themselves for promises that nobody deserves. For blessings that only God can give. And for plans that cover every part of our broken life. Reach out, get a hold of people. How will they know if we don't tell them and invite them? Let's fill this place up on Wednesday nights. And you say, "Well, they don't understand everything that's going on." I don't either. I just know that Jesus lived the perfect life and shed his innocent blood. I'm wanting to learn everything else that's possible, but I think it's going to take all the rest of my life and all of eternity. Let's all stand. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to sing Amazing Grace as we're going out of here after that prayer. And you get to sing, you can sing lead and I'll sing harmony, or I'll sing lead and you can sing harmony, or we'll just both sing off key. All right, would you bow with me in prayer? Father, I want to thank you for the souls that are gathered in this place tonight. I want to thank you for nobody in here did anything big tonight, but they've all had the opportunity to exercise a little bit of faith, so that God can do such amazing things in America today, Father. I don't think there's enough people who truly are in a blood covenant with God. There's not enough of us. We want more people to be in that blood covenant. Oh, Father, help us to reach out to them so that God can do amazing things in these days, even up to the days when Jesus returns to this world. In Jesus' name, amazing.